Welcome to Gamersense Podcast. I'm Chuck Aroo.
Boy, he mains.
Freeway 4K.
I feel like I had a brain fart right there. I was like, wait, do I just say Gamersense Podcast? Do I say welcome to Gamersense Podcast?
Do you say Chuck Aroo?
You say Freeway and the Goonies.
Hey man, you wanna start us off the Freeway until you wanna pick up that mantle? It's my podcast.
All right, I got you next time. And I'm going to say this is you, Freeway and the Goonies podcast.
And the Goonies. Not the Goonies.
Well, man, it's classic.
If you know, you know. But again, if you like what you're hearing, if you've been here today, new, welcome. Thank you for listening. Like, follow, subscribe, wherever this is, however you can. We appreciate it.
But we here today, boys. What we talking about, man?
What are we talking about? Tell me. Enlighten us.
So I'm waiting to find out from you.
We just talked about it.
Oh, I don't know.
Today.
We talk. No, today we. What did you say?
I'll just say we're going to keep it simple.
We're going to keep it simple. Yeah, I mean, we're going to talk about pretty much Days of Futures Past. What?
When you said that, I thought you were about to bring up X-Men. I'm like, I haven't even started that yet. X-Men Days of Future Past.
No, first of all, that's a movie. That's a movie.
That's what threw me off. I was like, wait, what? X-Men? No.
Nah, even though you need to start that, man. Like, that would have been a perfect topic for today, man. Anyway, I'm not even going to break my brain.
It's only 5 episodes in.
Yeah, and those 5 episodes, which anyway.
Anyway, we'll get there.
Nah, I forgot what the fuck I was going to say. ADHD.
Okay, I'll take it. I'll take it. I got
please,
it.
Please.
We're basically going to discuss Game of the Year as of now. What do we think is, you know, in the conversation?
Baldur's Gate.
Quarter one of the video game season is basically over at this point, right? Like,
yeah.
Definitely, we're starting to head into quarter two. I mean, spring, summertime. And we've had a couple good games, bad games, some expectedly bad, some surprisingly bad. But let's talk about it. So who want to start? Who want to talk about their, I guess, what they believe Game of the Year is?
I mean, before we even get there, I want to say I don't think any of these are going to be Game of the Year.
Yeah.
Nothing?
Not that it doesn't have the potential, but hear me out. Whether it's Game of the Year, Anime of the Year, I think shit from the first and slightly the second quarter always gets forgotten when it comes time to actually have the real conversation.
That is facts.
Because if you think about it, last year, not one fucking game had the impact of Hogwarts, and yet nobody talked about it when it came up for the Game of the Year. It wasn't even the fact that it wasn't even a conversation. Fucking crazy.
Yeah, it wasn't even looked at, honestly.
But I think that's only because it came out fucking January, I think. Like, it was literally out, the like, start
really,
of the
really
year.
Early.
So I feel like shit just gets overlooked, unfortunately. Not saying that nothing, you know, here doesn't have potential, but I just, that's just, you know, my opinion.
I think that's a given fact. Like, with both gaming and Anime of the Year award shows and stuff like that, they really focus on, like, I guess, casual mindsets, I've like come to understand most times. So they, you know, with casual people, they're only going to really focus on, like, the most recent stuff. Well, granted, I think that's more true of anime award shows than gaming award shows. But still, the gaming definitely does suffer from that also.
You don't think that's...
I'm gonna look this up while we're talking about this, but I want to find out if a game that came out quarter one ever won Game of the Year. I'm gonna look that up. But I guess while I'm doing that, somebody just start with what they, I guess they're, well, however you want to start it.
Honestly, there's no games that I, like I told you before, like outside of Star Wars Outlaws, I don't see anything for me personally promising. Then again, most likely, I don't know, from all the hype I've been seeing, most likely I say Elden Ring might win it from the hype I'm seeing. I don't.
Which quarter one, Sean? What are you talking about?
Quarter one. I thought you said game of the year.
Yeah, as of
quarter one of this year.
Okay.
That's like already out now.
No, I'm talking about the DLC. Yeah, I got you. But I mean, I feel like Dragon's Dogma was a hit, but it wasn't a strong hit. But it was a nice contender. You know, it was a nice bracer. That's the best thing I can say, man. Outside of that, everything else so far has been like lackluster.
Dragon's Dogma. I guess the only example I found of a quarter one game winning game, at least the first example. Do like three different games. Dark Souls 3 won somewhere, and that came out in March of 2014, so a little earlier. I mean, but I think Dragon's Dogma, I guess, of course, not thinking about anything else that could be coming out, Dragon's Dogma, I think maybe could have won anything like, I guess, quarter one. Hey, let's frame it like that. Let's try it for the quarter one, I guess, game of quarter one or something like that. I feel like Dragon's Dogma could have it just because I think its one problem is like it. I think it would have that Elden Ring impact if it had fights, if its fights were a little bit more exciting. You know, like, I mean, yeah, like at first, of course, you know, first time we run into the troll cycle and stuff like that, they were like impactful and meaningful. But after, like, I mean, granted, we put in a good amount of hours into it. I'm not at any game. I haven't finished. But I guess once you get like to the midway point, if I'm even at the midway later, like those fights are just so. They don't move me at all so much. Just they move me so much less that like I can't even remember my first fight with those creatures.
So
you know? It was easy.
That's one thing I can say outside of certain things I'm not trying to spoil for y'all. The fights have been pretty goddamn easy. I mean, I don't know what the hell is going on. Except for that the one fight that I'm not gonna bring up was pretty devastating.
So like you're talking about a late game fight then, basically.
You already know what happened to me as far as my getting my game plus.
Yeah, I still don't know what happened there, but looks fully.
I don't know what happened there.
I mean, I know, but like, I'm just not sure if that was a bug or something. That was just that's so unbelievable.
Unfortunately, it was not a bug.
All right.
It happened to other people. It wasn't a bug. It was not a bug. I fucked myself, but yeah.
I guess depending on, I guess if you tell me how to redo it again, I will do it on, I will copy the same steps you did on my side.
All right, I'll tell you exactly how to do it again, but okay. I'm not going to do it here for the people. But yeah, I will not tell you exactly how to do it again.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. But yeah, I mean, with that.
Damn, see, no, but you're going to be mad as shit because you got to start all over then, get it, bro.
That's what I was about to mention. My second problem with Dragon's Dogma is its new game plus doesn't really excite me. Same. I don't think I'm going to do a new game plus with Dragon's Dogma. Even though Elden Ring, yeah, I mean, I beat practically every boss on Elden Ring. Like going, like starting over and like just fight. Granted, I mean, the fights are easy, of course, because I'm still strong or whatnot. But those fights still excite me and I go at them different ways, I go at those fights differently than I did when I initially played. So, yeah, I don't think I'm gonna know what's called.
I don't either. That's why that was not my pick, because it doesn't have longevity.
What is your pick then? What is your
For me, I have to go Last Epoch.
Yeah, I haven't touched that, so I can't.
Brandon, I know it won't even be in the conversation, but if it's my conversation, it's at the front.
Okay.
It's seasonal, which to me is a big plus that gives me reasons to go back throughout the year. And I don't know, when I think of game of the year, like, I want to be able to play it for more than just after that honeymoon phase. Like, am I still playing this, you know, a month, 2 months, 3 months, shit, the end of the year?
Yeah, it's true.
I can definitely see myself absolutely going back for all the seasons.
I would agree with you. I would definitely agree with you. I was going to say something to it. Oh, I forgot. I just lost my train of thought. Like, when it happens.
Good.
Apologies. I was going to say, even though we haven't been playing it as consistently, just because other new stuff would come out, but our interest also. But like, I still want to. I literally think about it like
all the time,
a couple times a week. I'm like,
I can respect it, but when a game is really good, it just solely has your attention. There's not nearly nothing too much of shit that can pull you off it. Like Baldur's Gate, when it had me, it had me. Like I would jump on some shit with y'all, but as soon as y'all, you know, say y'all were done, I'm like, oh, guess where I'm going.
I mean, like, in the time we played, which
we had that time.
Yeah.
The same.
You have 1,000 sun hours on Epoch.
No, but what we're saying is like,
that's a you problem.
Very much so. Very much so. But when it first came out, we had that where every night we were on it. And then something new came out and we're like, oh, let's give something else a try.
Yeah, and I gave something else a try.
But it's, guess what? But to me, game of the year, even though you're playing something else, you still want to go back. You still will go back.
Right. Like, I just looked, I have 50 hours in it, and I'm pretty sure we played it for, I mean, we've only been playing it for like 2 weeks, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe a little longer than 2 weeks. Well,
but in the last 2 weeks, we haven't touched it.
Yeah. Well, I played it on the 11th. Last time I turned it on. 11th. But I literally, like, I'm like, I gotta finish this build. Like, I'm literally thinking about my character. Like, constantly. I still have tabs open for my build and shit.
I do too.
Oh, man.
I guess for those who don't know, it's basically Diablo.
It's very much like Diablo, but I guess a lot of the features that you want from Diablo are in this game. Right, I've heard Diablo is starting to do better now.
Man, fuck that. Who's going back?
Right. Yeah. I hate when people say that shit. It's like, the game is doing better now. What's your problem? It's not like it was before. Yeah, well, that experience still matters to me. Like,
yeah, that's still raw, man. Still,
I mean, but that's the thing. I eventually do plan on going back.
I don't.
I like this style of game, but I also want it to be good.
Yeah.
Granted, Diablo is not where I need it to be now, but two, 3 years from now, you know, if they're still working on it,
3 years from now, brother.
Well, I mean, like we said, it came out in a really bad spot. So one, they have to get back to where it should have been. And then I need them to come a little bit above that. And then I'm willing to come back.
I hear that. I would agree.
But that's what makes me excited about it.
Yeah.
Because it came out where it should have been. And like, I can only imagine, you know, shit they're going to add in the future, which makes me, you know, want to play it, you know, season 2, 3, 4, 5.
I respect that.
I would agree. Yeah, I want in.
Now, what do y'all feel about Paragon Plus? Say no predecessor.
I was like, Paragon Plus. Predecessor. I mean, Grant, I don't think it's anywhere near this conversation. just
No. I'm just curious. That's all.
Okay. I was gonna say, for that matter, it's older. Well, technically, it's older. It's like a re-release. It's like Hunter 2011. But there's
Okay. I respect it.
For those who don't know, Paragon is a game, I guess, early access on everything. But it came out as a game predecessor. I just said those backwards. It's now predecessor.
Yeah, I was gonna say what?
Apologies. And I think it has good bones. It's just very, I feel like it's stiff in some ways, and it just needs a little bit more touch up. A little bit more touch up, and I think it'll be, I guess, right, I think it'll be a good MOBA release, but I feel like it just needs a little bit more.
Are you saying touch up as in visuals?
Not visuals, no, but like just in like the menus and just other options. Like if you compare it to anything else, everything else is much older, but like League, Smite, Heroes of the Storm, if that's still around, I don't think it is. Like they are much older, but like it just needs a little bit more, just touch up in like the UI, different elements of the gameplay a little bit more. But other than that, I think it's fine. I think it's a good start.
I would agree with everything you just said.
I don't know why. It feels like it's this feeling. So now, don't get me wrong. I don't see what everybody was originally talking about. There was a few people talking about, oh yeah, it's Apex meets Smite. No, I don't see that. But I don't know. It definitely is scratching, an itch that I didn't realize, you know, I had.
I can speak to the Apex Smite thing because I understand that 1000%.
Please explain.
It's the vision in the camera angle, because it's like a slight tad more angled downward and zoomed in. It gives you, even though yes, it is still third person, but it gives you that shooter vibe.
But at the same time, didn't
No, Smite is more up a little more than this, I feel like, and it's way farther back. I'm not gonna say way farther back, but it's farther back. Because granted, I don't dislike Smite, but I like this way better than Smite.
I got you.
Smite is like behind, literally behind the back of the head camera, where that is like a little right to the shoulder. Little bit to the right shoulder, a little bit. I do prefer that camera angle to Smite's camera angle.
I feel like this is going to grab a lot of the casual people League or Smite.
It did before, and I ain't gonna hold you though. The graphics update between then and now it's fucking amazing.
It looks good. It looks good. That's why I asked her. I'm like, wait, are you referring to like the graphics need update? I think it looks hella good.
I don't have an issue with the graphics as they are.
Yeah, no, I 100. Once you said like, you know, the menu and all that, yeah, I 100% agree with you there.
Like the homepage is just blank.
yeah, the hub definitely needs a little help. But like he said, you know, it's just coming back. Those things will be fixed in the process.
In time. I don't, maybe not day one release, but in time they'll probably be fixed. But all good. All good. All right. I guess for me, my game of the quarter, it's going to be Helldivers.
I knew you were going to say it, and I'm ready to rip it to shreds. I'll let you do your positives first.
Go ahead. Okay. All right. Okay.
Let the man live. Let the man live.
Okay, from Helldivers 1 to Helldivers 2, of course, it's a huge, huge jump in gaming, right? It's a huge jump in the between the two games. And I don't know much about the studio. I meant to look it up. I'm gonna look at it now. But if this is like their first like shooter game experience that they've developed, this is a smash fucking hit. Like, a smash hit. Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm looking at their previous games. Their previous games look like Helldivers 1, like top down, like camera high up, from the top of the cameras, and like you're like looking down, like controlling characters. So from what they did from that to Helldivers 2 is absolutely amazing. I think I've heard that they either made their own engine or they're using some sort of engine they repurposed. But like that is just like that is wow. Like if that just shows me that like if companies, because they're not even a big company, if a smaller company can do that, then EA and all of them with the DICE engine and by basically using Unreal Engine 5. Lazy as hell.
Bro, what you gotta understand though is like, I mean, these small companies got something to prove. These big guys, they don't care because they feel like they already got the bag. I'm saying they ain't got nothing to prove anymore. They over it.
But, I mean, you say that, but then you see them crying in fucking on Twitter or X or whatever the fuck you want to call it about how like gamers are titled and like, oh, if you don't own your games and like all like the gamers, like gaming is an ownership, whatever the fuck. I'm just saying like that, but, like that's just one aspect. What were you about to say? You're about to
when it comes to Helldivers or whatnot, like what I will say is I do like it to an extent. Don't get me wrong, I don't have enough hours on it for me to fully jump and press in on it. But what I will say is I like the fact that they're like, yo, there's pretty much a DM that can pretty much control the majority of everything. Just like literally sitting back and watching as we play as well.
I was gonna mention that too. Like Helldivers 2 is literally improving upon or literally showing us what an actual live service game is supposed to look like. Like an actual live service game, like the developers, the whole company behind it plays into the lore. In their posts and on Twitter and shit like that, like there's been some like exploit people were using to like just to get like an infinite amount of credits, and they're like, oh, we got a lot of people being unpatriotic. Like the people behind Helldivers 2 actually play Helldivers 2 and actually enjoy. Compared to a lot, like you said, a lot of these big companies, and I remember people like they were working behind Diablo were on a stream basically talking about how they game they're working on it. Like, so I'm like, okay, that doesn't make any sense at all. But that's enough about this. That's enough about stuff outside the game. The game, it played like really, really well, really smooth. Like the gunplay feels good. The characters, like the abilities, the enemies, like it's just honestly, I feel like this could be one game that could be talked about once game of the year conversations actually start. Maybe not full game of the year. Maybe like we're gonna see what else happens this year. But I can definitely see this being like best action game, something along those lines. But for the quarter. For the quarter, for right now, I think this is the best game this quarter.
I don't think so. It's too. Not that it's not a good game for me. It's just very Call of Duty-ish. Like, you know how you just come home and, like, just play Call of Duty? You just turn it on. You just play. Mm-hmm. There's nothing to think about. You just play. That's what I get from Helldivers.
Okay.
Does Call of Duty deserve to win game of the year? Absolutely fucking not.
If I can give one rebuttal to that, like as well, when I was talking about the live service aspect, like you're just jumping on, you're just playing, but like they have like, you know, the community mission that like actually matters towards the progress of like the game, the world story or the game story. So like we're all kind of like working together to complete the story of Helldivers 2 at the same time. Granted, yeah, I mean, if you don't think about it, or if it's like you just jump on and just jump into any random planet or whatever, yeah, Yeah, I mean, and that's fine too. They'll have a good time doing that. But like how they hint at like future shit in the game, how they're constantly adding stuff to it, like adding new enemies, like those flying things. When I saw those flying things, that shit scared the fuck out of me. But I didn't see it; just like hit me from behind. Pause and like hit the back of my head. No diddy. No diddy. Yeah, I forgot. I forgot. It's not pause anymore. It's no diddy. and like it just flew past, and then like a whole flock of them flew past me. I was, oh my god, what the fuck is that? Like this. Eldiris was an experience.
I mean, I wouldn't be mad if it ended up winning Game of the Year, but it's, I don't know. I just can't get past the Call of Duty ish.
I hear that. I hear ya. I hear
granted, ya. I love Call of Duty. But it's just, it's not too. Like, it's not enough. Yeah, some. Let me say that. Like, I don't buy them every fucking year.
Right. Ugh. Fucking hate that I do that shit. I'm like, God damn it. Why not?
One of these, one of these years, I'm not going to do it. But again, it gives me that choice to just be able to come home and just play something and just turn your brain off.
The main reason why I bought this one was solely for zombies. And I can't even tell you the last time I've been on Call of Duty. That's the fucked up part. But I solely did it for zombies.
This was just
and the DLC. Zombies wasn't what I thought it was.
Well, it was overpriced DLC. That's literally what it was.
I mean, if you say you bought this one for zombies, then you're going to buy the next one for zombies too.
It's going to be the same zombies. Like, this is zombies.
Okay, hold on. Let me drop you some Call of Duty knowledge, okay? Every real Call of Duty zombie fan knows that Treyarch is the ones who make the zombie. Treyarch didn't make the zombies. They were supposed to make the zombies.
Yeah.
And then they pulled the wool out and was like, oh, Treyarch's actually just helping. They're not in the lead. And that's why we got this bullshit. But apparently, they say that they're supposed to make this next one. Am I going to buy it to find out? I absolutely am.
I'll wait, after Freeway does it, and then I'll do it.
I'll say the next one is definitely a wait and see. It's just open.
But again, how many hours do we got in this Call of Duty?
Granted
we haven't played for maybe like
technically,
2-3 months.
Yeah, about 2 months. 2 months.
I was going to say technically, it's the same Call of Duty we were already playing.
Technically, yes, but in their minds, it's a new Call of Duty. We still got some hours.
We do.
So, like that. Why I don't really mind buying them because I know I'm getting over 100 hours within the year. So, like, it doesn't bother me.
Last epoch, you got 62 hours and we played it for less than a month. There is a difference.
There absolutely is a difference. Like I said, however much the game costs, I just want that many hours. If you can give me that, I ain't really got no gripes.
Nah, man. We've said this, I've said this before too, but every hour ain't worth the same.
No, it's not. It's absolutely not. But if we're talking Call of Duty wise, you telling me we want to have fun all Call those Duty. Nights?
Yeah, no, Call of Duty is Call of Duty. Can't say I had fun every night now. I'm pretty sure some nights were frustrating.
Yeah.
But, but that was part of the game. Like, that's part of the experience. I don't mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Because then if every night we just fucking slaughter the niggas, it's going to be like, oh, this game is too easy. Fuck this shit.
Yeah, that gets boring real fast.
Like, Helldivers, it's a good game. It's. Would I recommend it? Absolutely. But I don't know. It doesn't have enough.
When it drops on Xbox, if it ever drops on Xbox, I want it.
I mean,
I want it.
You won't buy it twice?
I was saying, you already have it on PC. Why the hell would you buy it? I'm just
saying, because clearly I don't play it. Like, my PC and my Xbox set up are in two completely different rooms, and I'm not in my PC room as often as I am in front of the Xbox. Granted,
you say that, but you definitely could be. Because most of the time you play is at night when you can literally just walk your ass up the steps and turn on the computer.
And, I don't want to unplug my shit.
I don't know if y'all can hear the screaming in the background. If y'all do, it's my wife playing Dead by Daylight.
I do not. Discord doing his thing.
Discord. Yeah, honestly, shouts out to him.
Yeah, seriously. I'm saying,
I should probably say this. If y'all heard the previous pods or my audio sounded weird, I just had my settings fucked up with Discord. Apologies for all that. I hopefully sound fine now. Should sound fine now compared to before. I just went back and listened. I was like, God damn, I sound like shit. Why am I cutting out like
that? We getting it together. It's a work in progress.
Work in progress.
Yeah, it's only been 15 years.
Season 2, but it's work in progress.
Hey man, even Kobe had bad nights.
This is facts. All right. So that's where those are our thoughts on games of the arc, potential games of the year. Y'all have any, I guess, bad game of the quarter? What's y'all bad game for the quarter?
Bad game?
Yeah, if you have a bad game for the quarter.
I don't think I've played one. Quarter.
Thankfully.
Yeah, I honestly don't think I've played one yet, which is really good. Listen, I'm doing better than last year.
That is truth, man. That is
watching truth. My trailers and doing my homework.
I would say, to be fair, I don't think I've played a bad game this quarter, or at least not so necessarily played. I haven't like committed myself to a game that I found out was bad this quarter. So yeah, shout us out to that.
You know what? Course. If I had to give it to something, which I technically it's last year, but I'm putting it with this year. Fuck that shit. Just the zombies part of Call of Duty.
Yeah,
I would say that was the biggest letdown I've played this year.
Biggest heartache, yeah.
Biggest disappointment, as a fact.
Other than that, I've been fairly okay with everything. No. That one game we played. Granted, we didn't expect much, but we still played it, so technically it counts. It was the fucking like the Tarkov.
I don't know.
On Xbox.
Yeah.
Ooh, it was like an early access though.
We literally played it for like 2 nights and was like, ah, this literally, just...
yeah. Hawked, yeah, I remember that.
It sounded good. It didn't look bad. It had like a Fortnite-ish type of look. Mm-hmm. So like, it, you know, technically for the style, it looked good. It sounded good. But it wasn't good.
Did not play good. It was just very... It was weird. Like, I thought we were fighting against bots at some points, but...
I'm pretty sure they were
people. No, two of them were, at least I think, I don't know. I was like, oh, this is, but, yeah, you know, I would that one. It's me, my bad game, realized, of course I played something else bad, was, Battlefront Classic Collection.
I didn't even know that game out.
Yeah. Remember when I dropped it and me and the home stay home piping it up like on this John, and he was all talking about crossplay and all this other stuff. I'm like, I don't think I've seen crossplay.
You're talking about Star Wars.
Star Wars.
I told you again and again.
You just said that because of Star Wars. That's why you said that.
I just had a feeling. I'm like, this ain't gonna be what you wanted to be. Don't buy this shit. Nah, man. This shit gonna be it.
Look, the signs weren't there. Like the problem they didn't mention, well, actually, no, there was two things. There was two things, and one of them is actually of course, they never mentioned crossplay and crossplay. So I didn't expect it because it's a game from original Xbox. To integrate that type of stuff would take a lot more coding than I guess would be maybe valuable for a 20-year-old game. Like, yeah, people buy it, but like, how many people are going to come back and how often? So like, I wasn't expecting crossplay. I was expecting at least up to like the graphics to be. So this is what they said. They said the graphics would get like some sort of visual update. Like they would retouch the graphics and 64 player multiplayer, which wasn't on the original, that was on, you can go up to that many players. But I also at least at the minimum expected a overhaul of the matchmaking and the UI. The UI was the exact same as the 20-year-old game. Okay, all right. This is ugly. This looks terrible. But let me just try and play. So literally, this is my first UI shit. Okay, it's fine as long as I can play it. With, like, you know, at least today's graph, not today's graphic, but like with today's like FPS, or even 30 FPS would be. But as long as I can play it, cool. It had two options. It had quick play and like search for a game, and I think custom game. I just hit quick play. You hit quick play and it says enter a password. I'm like, huh? Enter a password? What the hell is that about? So I go back and hit quick play again. It keeps doing enter a password, because even though like the PC version you could quick play the random game, they would not include the what's it called? The private matches people made. They were trying to make you quick play into private matches. And I'm like, why is this a thing? So they messed up the matchmaking. And then when you go to search for a custom game, which people would make custom games and you just play, you could join those games. That was like literally the only game. And it was like some of the buggiest, jankiest gameplay ever.
Like, yo, as soon as he said, yo, sure, get your money back.
Literally the same. Within an hour of playing it, I messaged him. I like, let me stop playing this. Yo, get your money back. I immediately said that shit.
Well, I was excited for it too, but at the time I was at work. And as soon as he said that shit, I was like, oh man, hold on, let me grab my phone.
It was not worth like it. Like they literally all they had to do was port the PC game. Like they didn't do that. They just create their own net code, I guess. I don't know what they tried. They fucked it up. All you can say is they fucked it up hugely, extremely so.
A smile on their face.
Like, and yeah, it was so bad. And then like the community had like everybody was kind of going through like this man, like people were saying like, oh okay, it's gonna be like 30 frames or for 30 frames per second updated, but no one could find proof of that. I'm like, now I had to rewatch the trailer just to look, wait a minute, no, they didn't touch up anything. They just ported the original game to today's, you know, online services, which obviously don't work properly, and did nothing to the netcode. It was terrible. Like, you ever play one of those shooting games where like it's just janky or like laggy? You see somebody shoot like to the left, but you're getting hit by the bullets. It was that bad. And yeah,
so it was like actual stormtroopers.
Like actually, like worse than stormtroopers. Like the bullets weren't even going in proper directions. Like, yeah, it was, you were shooting at somebody, of course not. It was terrible. Absolutely terrible.
It was bad. It was a bad time. I got you.
Look at Dre being right again, man.
You were only right because they completely fucked up.
Even a broke clock is right twice a day, man.
Listen, man, I told this motherfucker for months, don't do it.
It wasn't, but that's, and then maybe I was going to say, this is problem too. I guess this was a warning sign too. They announced it in like February, and it was coming out in like 3 weeks or something like that. So I'm
that's coming out really fast. Came out like March, yeah.
I mean, yeah, like March. And I'm like, oh, this is happening very quickly. They didn't announce anything. They didn't even tease or sneak it. They just like, hey, boom, game coming out. And yeah, we learned. That we most certainly did.
Why must we always learn? That's the question. Mm-mm-mm. I can't give us easy.
I was gonna say I'm usually good. But like just lately, I've been good with like, you know, sniffing out the turds, Suicide Squad, fucking the other game that came out.
Like I said before, I don't know.
Skull and Bones, but
Suicide Squad has been good. I've enjoyed it. Me and my wife has enjoyed it. It's been a fun time. So I can't really speak on that to say it is fucking ass.
So. I mean, if you found enjoyment out of it, then that's all that really matters for. But was it worth $70? Or I guess in your case, $140? That's up to you. But I don't see a game that's actually a live service game. Like I can't say a live service game where I'm going to skip season. Or where I wouldn't want to play the season. Like Diablo. It's been like, what, 3 or 4 seasons now? I wasn't interested in a single one. Well, yeah, 5? Like I wasn't interested in a single one. The people that, you know, pay attention to online, they're trying to do better. Finally putting in features. Until I see a loot filter, I don't even want to talk about it.
Yo, question.
I'm not even considering it.
Did they come out with any new classes?
Yeah, not sure. I don't think so. Not sure.
Yeah, I mean, I was over it once y'all told me about that whole what was it, like a $20 skin or some shit like that? I'm being sarcastic, but like what was it?
A horse?
Yeah, $80 horse or something?
Yeah. I don't see it. I don't know.
But no, you know, what I also didn't think of?
That it's free on Game Pass now?
That hurts even. That stinks more.
Power might be in the conversation.
For game of the year? Or game of the quarter?
Yeah.
Who?
Power World.
Yo, I forgot about that.
It's not his game of the year. It's not his game of the quarter.
I don't know. I mean, it ain't mine either, but it had its moment.
Yeah.
It did have good bones. I will say that. As somebody who does not play those type of games, it did have good bones. Just yeah. How long I would want to play something like that is what's up to for debate.
Yeah. I think, I don't know, to me, games like that are not like multiplayer, but like they do better when in like groups of friends, which I think kind of hinders it because a lot of people don't play with people.
Speaking of which, no, this is not an ad to Power World, but I mean, hey, sponsor us. Did you see the arena mode that they're adding?
I did not.
Neither did I.
You should go look at that trailer. You might be happily surprised.
I was
not. But they're adding like some sort of PvP to the game.
I wouldn't be mad at that at all.
I'm seeing a video and I was like, oh, well, that looks kind of fire. That looks kind of fire. People in the comments were talking about their, you know, how their shinies are just huge ass versions of the pals. How that would might deter or like might not be the best thing for them. But yeah, as long as they do something, as long as it does good, It's fine by me. As long as it does something good. Ooh, another game. Well, game nowhere. If y'all want to, yeah, I was thinking if y'all want to throw honorable, Power is definitely an honorable mention. This game also, I don't think anywhere is near game of the year conversation, but still was very fun. Even though we played only for a little bit, Plate Up was really fun.
It was.
Yeah.
I could see that being up there for. No, never mind. Because I think that was out
game of the year,
23.
Anything that came out last year?
I think it did. No, I think it was January.
Yeah, that's what I knew.
Because it was on PC before it came out. February. You said it came out February?
February 15th.
Oh, I can see that winning like party game, or I'm not sure what the category is.
A casual, I'm not sure where this would be, but family game, family fun.
Yeah, there's something on there because it was like a category with fucking Party Animals was in last year, but I can't remember the name of the category. Whatever that category is, I can see it being in there and possibly winning. Because they had a little run when it first came out on PC on Steam. A lot of people were playing it on Twitch. That's how I even kind of knew what it was before it came to Xbox.
Matter of fact, you know what a game was?
Best family game.
I just remembered.
That's the category, best family, which yeah, I could definitely do.
But better, well, that is last year. Never mind. That is last year. Never mind. But it was a fucking Mortal Kombat 1. I expected a lot more from it.
I didn't. I knew it was going to be shit. I tried to tell you. Y'all got to start listening to me, man.
You can't just say that every time and just say it when you're right.
It wasn't shit, but it was way shorter than the last two. So it was just like
I mean, I say that about like every fighting game, though. So technically, I'm still right. Don't buy them.
Could be right once every while. Like you said, what you say about clocks?
I mean, this sounds like I'm right twice just tonight. I'm just fucking saying.
I'll just say, will the finals be in this quarter? But I'm not sure.
I think that was 23.
Yeah, that's 23. Like literally December 23.
I still wouldn't even put finals in a fucking game of the year. Nah.
Game of the year, no, but I could see it like action or multiplayer. Not necessarily winning, but I could see it being, you know, in the talks.
All right. Fair enough. Well, I don't actually know how gaming quarters exactly, but if it's quarter one would be January, February, according to like fiscal. If that's the case, which I don't know. So it could be because they follow.
Honestly, I don't think it works like that because.
I don't think so either. I just couldn't think of it.
Yeah, I think it's cut off at like November.
That does make sense.
But I don't think they get added into the 24 category. So finals actually may be part of the.
Quarter one.
This one. Yeah. Either way, I don't see it winning Game of the Year, but I can see it being in like an action or a multiplayer conversation.
I can see
it being solid game. Fun, different. I just can't do randoms in that fucking game, and that shit pisses me off so bad.
It is very chaotic and very tactical at the same time. Very, very much so. You need a team. Absolutely do.
I feel like if they just maybe like raise like the health bars or something, like I don't, because it's like
kill time.
I don't think it's it's something, because like when I think of that and I think of Overwatch, I think they're very similar, and I think the randoms are equally as fucking dumb, but for some reason I can play Overwatch and like I can dominate an Overwatch game and still some way win, and then I can play the finals and then I could dominate and still come nowhere near close to even fucking winning.
Yeah. your kills, how well, how much often you kill.
Because it's so many teams, or it's something, there's a difference there, but I don't like it.
Don't know. But I think those are my nominees, at least honor.
Yeah, mine's Power Up.
If I had to choose one, yeah, I'm definitely choosing up. Up for sure. But if that's all we got, that's all we doing. Guys, ladies, what are your thoughts? What's been your favorite game this quarter? What games have you played this quarter? Game did you know? Wherever you can, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube channel. We're up on YouTube now. Just saying one in for back. Please, even if you don't plan on going and watching us on YouTube, please throw us a subscribe over there. Like what you can, help us push up ourselves on the algorithm so we can keep this train going.
We'd greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, we would. But we are Amos's podcast. I'm Chuckaroo.
It's your boy, He-Mains.
Freeway 4K.
And we will catch y'all later. Peace.